Upwards of 250 people came from all corners of the state and beyond, sharing stories. They spoke about their neighbors living in poverty, like Perry Elsmore of Hurley.
We need these jobs. We need to protect our ecosystems and our water. But I think everybody in this room believes that there is a way to do that responsibly.
They spoke of family members and friends who moved away for work and the hope of a better life, like Frank Koska of Ashland.
And I've talked to probably 30 to 40 people that are working over in North Dakota. And why are they there? Because of jobs.
They spoke about their histories, cultures, identities, communities, and their ties to the land and water, like Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins.
You can't kill our community and send the spirit of our water and everything up into the air and think that Wisconsin's going to be even because over here some other place might be growing.
They spoke about their future and what they want to leave behind for their children. Some are settling in for a fight if a mine is built in the Pinoki Range.
You will see some incredible unrest and people who will die for this.
It'll be one hell of a fight.
This mine will not happen here.
Just under 100 people spoke during the 10-hour listening session. Lawmakers in Madison are expected to vote on the legislation in the coming weeks. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Ashland.